in the name of Jesus Christ. I use this opportunity to greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. As today we come to the climax of our sharing on the daily devotion for the week, I'm also using this time to also thank the administrators and for the opportunity that they have actually given unto me to share. And I pray that, Lord, may God actually continue to keep us in these blessed times. It's my prayer that, Lord, one day you meet us physically, and which will also not be only on the phone. May God actually bless you all. I pray that, Lord, may he actually help us not to be the hearers of his word alone, but also the doers of the word. So without much ado, I want to continue on the an excellent spirit, but with this one in relation to the treasure in acting vessels. Let us move to Philippians chapter 1 verse 10. Philippians chapter 1 verse 10 and 11. He said, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Lord, we thank you for this word. We ask that, Lord, let your blessings be upon this, even as your word is a blessing to us. We pray that, Lord, guide us, lead us in the name of Jesus Christ. Make us not only be the hearers of this word, but also the doers of thy word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, brethren, as we come to the climax actually today, when we look at all that we've been actually talking about from day one, it's all about the excellency. And we saw how the two religions actually began. And there was a testimony about Abel that he was righteous. Now, you see, Abel by revelation actually had that. But in character-wise, you see that it's actually reflected. So the scripture is saying that ye may approve things that are excellent. Hallelujah. That ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. When the angel met William Branham, one of the command given to him was that if ye may be sincere, there is no disease or whatever can stand actually before you. So this calls that sincerity is very important in the walk with God. Sincerity according to the truth of God. A person can be sincere in wrong, but that is not what we mean. But sincerity in obeying the truth of God. I have always been saying that the secret of love is truth. Truth here means that when we love each other, we allow the divine love of God, which proceeds out of the divine truth of God. Truth is not only when you have it in mouth. Truth comes. We see truth in its manifestation when we obey the word of God. And that's why the scripture also makes us understand that a perfect faith, a perfect love. Perfection, our love must be perfected. And how is this perfected? When we really do what we say that is the love of God. So, coming back to the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it made us understand something that it said, let me read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. It says that, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. In earthen vessels like you and I. When we avail ourselves according to the will and power of God. And the Bible says that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So we are, children by virtue of we being submissive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. When we allow God's will to avail in our lives by obedience to the word of God. And one of the things that is actually prominent to us this day is the token. And that token is the Holy Spirit, which marks a believer as a son or a daughter of God. He said, the Spirit, he said, if we have the Spirit of God, but we don't have the Spirit of Christ, then we are none of Him. So much focus should be on allowing the Spirit of Christ to avail in us. And that is when we can say that we are in a true relationship actually with God. Now, let me read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4. He says that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and in honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. So at this point, we have to actually know that for the excellency of the power of God to have avail in us, we should understand that everyone should know how to possess his vessel. And when we look at the word of God, we have verses of honor. If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20, it makes us understand that, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord, out of a pure heart. Out of a pure heart. So this actually brings to us a time of reflection, to know which vessel we are. And this is a question that we can ask ourselves individually, that what you are doing in the vineyard of God, is it bringing an honor to Christ? Or is rather bringing a dishonor? Apart from the talent, apart from the gifts that we possess, we should know that one thing that could do that gift profitable or offensive is the character that we portray. The character aspect is very important. How do we possess these verses? You know, the Bible says that the gift and calling of God are without repentance. They are actually without repentance. So we should understand that away from the gift that we manifest, there is something about it which can be an aroma or which can bring a sweet savor before people is the character. The character is very important. Is our character portraying Christ? Is our character driving many to Christ? Or rather, it is being an offense to Christ. So this is a time that we have to reflect and know the kind of what vessels we are actually possessing. The treasure, you see, I believe that every treasure, your treasure, the Bible says that where your treasure is where your heart will be. What do you treasure actually the most? And we have to understand that our treasure, the treasure we are, you see, in God's treasure will have everything doing with the word of God. So our obedience to God's word, which brings a sweet smell actually before him. The moment you raise prayer, oh wow. So the obedience to God's word is much of importance here. And that's why the Bible says that we should not only be what? The hearers of the word, but also what? The doers of his word. We could be an embodiment of doctrines, so much doctrines, knowledge about doctrines. But if this knowledge cannot be, ensued in character-wise, in obedience of God's word, then what is the use of this knowledge? Because knowledge even can puff up. So let us continue in word and in deed. In word and in deed. Because we are vessels that must be sweet for the master's use. May God actually help us. Hallelujah. Now, First Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. I will actually climax it this morning by reading First Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. And I read, it said, now the end of the commandment is charity out of what? A pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. He said, now the end of the commandment is what? Charity. And the Bible made us understand that that charity should come out of what? A pure heart. The end of the commandment is what? Divine love. Love, which is divine. And we always say that divine love should come or should proceed out of divine truth. The secret about love is truth. If you say you love one another, but you can stab at the back of one another, then that is not love. If you say we love God, but we cannot do what he is telling us, because the Bible says that they who do the commandment, they who obey it, they really love God. So the real secret about divine love is we obey the word of God towards God and towards one another. And that will actually fulfill the whole commandments in us as we yearn to walk actually with the Lord. So let love continue. It's a journey. And by all means, one misstep even on another. But the love that we have for each other will not even remember the wrong. Hallelujah. So love is very important. The divine love, which proceeds out of the divine truth. There can never be a true unity at the expense of God's word, at the expense of the truth. So truth is very important here. A divine truth working both in word and in deed. May God actually help us. In the name of Jesus Christ, let divine love towards God and one another have its way in us. In Jesus Christ's name. May God bless you. I use this opportunity to also pray that, Lord, may He keep us in these blessed times in the name of Jesus Christ. And let the love of God have its way in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name. And till we meet again, may He also strengthen us and help us to abide by His word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Amen.